This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for December 31st, 2020, the last day of the year. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the hits and take section. The team at JLN wishes you and yours a very happy new year and a better 2021. This last year has been one for the history books and shall not soon be forgotten. But let us be optimistic that in the new year we can overcome this pandemic and emerge stronger for having survived the experience. We mourn those that we have lost in the last year, but cherish their memories and all we learned from having them in our lives. Happy New Year. We are still collecting answers to our readership survey. We greatly appreciate the participation we have received so far and hope to get even more to improve the accuracy of the data. We will be picking three names of people who answered the survey and shared their names and giving a donation of $100 to a charity of their choice. The link for the survey is above in today's newsletter. Refinitiv Chief Privacy Officer Vivienne Arts has been recognized in this year's UK Queen's New Year's Honours List. She has been awarded the OBE, the Order of the British Empire, for her contribution to increased gender diversity in financial services as President and CEO of Women in Banking and Finance, and as a leader and role model for gender diversity across multiple organizations and companies for many years, and for her contribution to data privacy. Congratulations to Ms. Arts on this honor. If you have not noticed from the many appeals flooding your inbox, today is the last day of the year and the last day to make a donation to a charity that you can deduct from your 2020 taxes. There are many organizations with great needs, especially food banks trying to feed the many unemployed people impacted by the pandemic. I encourage you to increase your charitable deductions on this last day of 2020. We had two new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Box Options Exchange CEO Ed Boyle contributed, as did Patrick Gardner, Director of Sales and Product Manager, Automated Trading at Vela. Ed is a member of the JLN Advisory Committee and a leading member of the Singing Boyle Brothers Band. Okay, I made up that last part about the band, but not about the brothers. Ed is a former TD Securities and NYSE Euronext executive who is a longtime fan of JLN. Patrick is a former director of sales at Option City, which was acquired by Vela. He is also a hockey coach for the Chicago Jets, a peewee and bantam level team in Chicago. Thank you to Ed and Patrick and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. I would also like to thank Dan Pritchard, who was noted yesterday as a donor. Dan gave our campaign a shout-out on LinkedIn yesterday, encouraging people to donate to the campaign. Thank you, Dan. Before SEC Chairman Jay Clayton left his role last week, the agency tied up a few digital asset loose ends. The SEC published a statement that set forth special purpose broker dealers' responsibilities for custodying customers' digital securities. The commission finally took action against Ripple for not registering the coin XRP, which the SEC believes is a security. And it disproved Options Exchange Box's plan for a blockchain settlement system for stock transactions. The SEC's lawsuit against Ripple over its unregistered sale of XRP continues to have, forgive the pun, ripple effects throughout the cryptocurrency industry. Things are not going well for the company, adding to the list of trading platforms that have announced they are delisting XRP. Binance US and Genesis Trading announced Wednesday that they will be delisting the digital asset. While Genesis said via email that trading was merely, quote, suspended and the company was, quote, monitoring the evolving regulatory situation with XRP, unquote, Binance US announced that it would fully remove support for XRP trading on January 13th, 2021, with some exceptions made for users who wish to withdraw XRP from their accounts after that time. The OCC cleared 30,737,464 contracts yesterday, 3.4% higher than their year-to-date daily average of 29,734,486 contracts, Matt Rabel reported. Here are some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Intercontinental Exchange statement on passing of board member Jean-Marc Fornery. Press release from the Intercontinental Exchange. Intercontinental Exchange, a leading operator of global exchanges and clearinghouses and provider of mortgage technology, data, and listing services, issued statements from company leaders today mourning the loss of longtime board member Jean-Marc Fornery, who passed away on December 28, 2020. Our condolences to the family and friends and colleagues of the deceased. Here is a story from NBC News. Operation Warp Speed at a crawl. Adequately vaccinating Americans will take 10 years at current pace. In other coronavirus news, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris got her shot. The pandemic has left many Americans stuck in time. The Trump administration's COVID-19 vaccine distribution program needs a major shot in the arm because at the current rate, it would take almost 10 years to inoculate enough Americans to get the pandemic under control. A jarring new NBC News analysis showed Tuesday. The goal of Operation Warp Speed, a private-public partnership led by Vice President Mike Pence, to produce and deliver safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines to the public is to ensure that 80% of the country's 330.7 million people get the shots by late June. 10 years at warp speed is not warp speed, is my comment. Here are today's top three most read stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was the Wall Street Journal's How NYSE's Top Salesman Fought for IPOs in 2020, about John Tuttle, the NYSE's Vice Chairman and Chief Commercial Officer. Second was Hong Kong Exchange's CEO Charles Lee's Goodbye Friends, his farewell as he retires from his 11-year post at the exchange. And people still want to know about what happened to Maria Bartiromo, as the Washington Post story was once again in our top three stories at number three. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics for the last day of the year. The site has 196,130,046 pages viewed, with 24,850 pages. There have been 227,958 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. Happy New Year. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.